First, we're going to start this morning off with the morning brief because it concerns an important topic, I think, for the markets right now, and one that I think people are sort of grappling with, and that has to do with consumer confidence, which is a figure that came out on Friday, caused some consternation in the market. And as you write about, Miles, really has some broad implications here. We get retail sales tomorrow, so there could be some implications for that, as there are a lot of questions here about sort of the market's comfort with all of the data that we're getting in right now and consumers' comfort with things like rising prices, the Delta variant, and sort of everything else that people are grappling with.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're on the moment, I guess. On Friday, we write about the anticipation that some economists have that tomorrow's retail sales data will be quite poor. And then, you know, not just a few hours later, we get this consumer sentiment reading from the University of Michigan. Just to put some numbers around it, the sentiment index registered a reading of 70.2 for the preliminary reading for August. So essentially covering the first 2 months of August, we'll get another update on this figure on August 27th, the final reading of sentiment for the month. But ultimately, this decline, one of the largest that the series has seen, is a series that dates back into the 1960s, I believe, certainly goes back at least 50 years. And what it really shows, and the way I said it, you know, in the piece, and you know, maybe it lands, maybe it doesn't, but you know, I said, what are consumers worried about? Well, all of the above, right? And I think viewers of this program are well aware what those might be. Inflation concerns, absolutely top of mind for consumers. The spread of the Delta variant is top of mind, but really also the way that the spread of the Delta variant has impacted things like return to a normal school year, not exactly going to be normal in many parts of the country. Of course, a lot of states have already started their school year, right? Return to office, that's not going to happen in the, you know, with the broad strokes that many had anticipated in the fall. You have, you know, dozens of companies announcing that they will have vaccine mandates that will kick in sometime between, you know, in broad strokes, let's call it September 15th and Thanksgiving, right, is when most of those firms are saying you must be vaccinated by to return to the office. But a long way of saying plans have been upset, travel plans. We see Southwest telling us a lot of people, you know, close-in bookings, so essentially near-term, short-term plans to go away, to go see a family member, to, you know, go to the Field of Dreams game, you know, to watch the Yankees and White Sox, something like that, right? Those plans are getting reworked. And what you are left with is a lot of anxiety from a consumer class that came into the spring thinking 2021 was going to go one way, and now exiting the summer seeing that it's not exactly going another way, but it's definitely going a different way, right? We're kind of splitting the difference maybe between what 2020 was and what we hope 2021 would be. And I think that's certainly a frustrating state of affairs for folks. Now, the market implications here, I think, remain somewhat limited, as we discussed on Friday, right? The S&P closed at a record high. Futures are a little bit lower this morning, and you know, you could throw a dart at why, but we're down a third of 1%, and really doesn't matter all that much. So you start to say, all right, the market is essentially saying the longer-term recovery from COVID remains intact. The speed at which that takes place might be altered here, but as we've seen time and again, guys, that doesn't, you know, that's not really enough, and it hasn't been enough now for 9 months to cause, you know, anything, even a 5% correction, right, in the S&P 500. And I think until further notice, that remains the case. Certainly, there could be some Fed implications, but we'll have to see, you know, really till mid-September, till that meeting. I think Jay Powell has a different agenda at Jackson Hole next week, it is next week. And I think, you know, the Fed minutes, obviously coming out Wednesday, are about what we saw, you know, in July.
Yeah, Miles, I'll just add, too, you know, there is this disconnect. So you correctly noted on the S&P 500, the Dow, I mean, those major indices continue to power ahead. But underneath the surface, you are seeing a good bit of profit taking in these consumer discretionary names. You see the likes of a Marriott, a Delta. Those shares have been underperforming the S&P 500 since early June. Just reading a good note right now from Matt Maley over at Miller Tabak, pointing out the XRT, that's the retail stock ETF, has been underperforming the S&P 500 for the last 5 months, which is interesting just considering we haven't gotten a ton of corporate, just company-specific news just yet from a lot of these retailers. What we have gotten has been somewhat positive. This week, more earnings on tap from a lot of names in retail, a Macy's, a Walmart, a Target, a TJ Maxx. And if these companies come out, Miles and Julian, say that You know, third quarter, it has started off slow during the key back-to-school shopping season because of the variant concerns. People are staying inside their homes. Perhaps we will get that big move lower in the S&P 500.
Yeah, and Sazi, I touched on that, you know, briefly in the piece, and I think you know as well as anybody that the way companies use guidance is always going to be to their advantage. So I'll be surprised to see how they skirt around that issue, or if we just see, you know, someone like Doug McMillon with his kind of stature just come out and say it. I would be surprised if he does, but that'll certainly be a market mover if he does indeed come out tomorrow morning and, you know, say something on the order of we've seen a sequential or material slowdown the first few weeks of August.
Yeah, and one other note on broad macro data, by the way, we got Empire Manufacturing this number this morning. It's not doesn't tend to be a market moving number. And it is obviously very regional, very specific to manufacturing, not the service economy. But it did come in way below where it had the prior month and was below estimates. So that's just something else to add to the big look at what's going on with the economic data right now.